Shunya Terrace like none other than you or I have ever experienced. Different people found out the news that there was a Rahman Rahman war raging in Israel filtered into different people's consciousness at different and awareness at different rates. Some of us found out already over the course of morning training at Paris, and some later on, and there's somebody who told me that it wasn't really clear to you the extent of things at all until after Havdalah. We said Avinu Malkeinu this morning, as Rabbi Shenker mentioned, that's been the presently practice of yeshiva based on Shachta's Horah, and the Horah of other posts of Yadav Yeshiva as well. Avinu Malkeinu represents Zaka. Rambam counts two different mitzvahs of Tila. Rambam counts a mitzvah to daven every day. Explore that a little more soon. The Rambam also understands that some Rishonim think that there is no mitzvah d'oraisa to daven every day. A famous machlokas Rambam Rabban, but we'll see that shortly. The Rambam says aside from the daily mitzvah of davening, whether or not daven once a day, every day is a fi of d'oraisa, certainly daven several times a day, erev of hokum etzaharoyim, it's a fi of d'rabbanan. Aside from that, the Rambam writes, aside from the mitzvah of tefillah, which appears in Sefer Ava, in Hilchos of tefillah, there's a mitzvah of za'aka, which for the Rambam is the mitzvah that is the center point of Hilchos Tanya. That's rooted not in La'avda B'chol Vavchem, but the mitzvah of za'aka to daven be'eis tzara, when there's a crisis, it's certainly a national crisis, such as we are absolutely in the middle of right now. That's rooted, the Rambam points out, in Pesukim Parshas Baal also. Parshas Baal tells Moshe Rabbeinu part of their preparation is for departing Midbar Sinai, which was supposed to be the triumphant march into Eretz Yisrael. Part of the preparations for travel was a Seil Chashei Chatzotros Kesef, to prepare a pair of silver chatzotros. And Parshas Baal tells Moshe Rabbeinu that he's going to use those hatsotros for various purposes. And one of them is when there's Muhammad, Latsar of Tsarasam, there's war, there's some other crisis, but you're also hatsotros. You're gonna cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with hatsotros. Ram understands the opening halachas of Perakal of Tanyos that the hatsotros are an example of Za'aka. So this is our example of crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's one mode of tefillah, which we refer to as tefillah, and that's the daily mode of tefillah. And then there's a screaming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the chatzotzos with our mouths. The Rambam understands the midrabanan, tanis, is sometimes an extension of that. Like the idea of tanis, those are lemmas of tanis. The idea of a tanis in response to a lack of rain, a tanis in response to war or other crises. But that's an extension of this mitzvah d'oraisa, of za'aka de'isar. Shmoneh Esrei is the paramount quintessential tefillah, and Avinu Malkeinu, some suggest, is the quintessential za'aka. And that's why, you know, Rambam writes, we begin to look at this, it seems so distant. Baruch Hashem Tzom Gedalia, he says, you know, in Parakei, he talks about the extension of Tanis is a Tanis Zecher for past Korbanos. That's how we usually associate Avinu Malkeinu with Tanis Tzibur or with Aseres Mitzvah when we hope, try to tap into the sense of that, you know, everything's hanging in the balance. But this is absolute. This is the most central type of Avinu Malkeinu. It is the Akka with an ongoing Sarah that is palpable to all of us. Probably some of us are fond of news a little more, and some a little less. I hope that you're not falling into the trap of fond of news too much. We're not falling into the rabbit hole it's very easy to slip into watching endless looping and through endlessly from this side to that side to the other side. And at the same time, there's an important balancing act, because you are old enough to know what's going on, and it is absolutely critical. So, Yerushalmi writes, Shimon Shkab quotes this in the Hakdamah to Shari Yosha, I think it leads to Yerushalmi Nidarbi. Yerushalmi wonders, how could it be that the Torah says, well, Sikam, well, Sikam. Some other Jew hurt me, some other Jew insulted me, some other Jew backstabbed me. How could the Torah demand of me in Parshas Kedoshim that I'm not going to want to take revenge? It's a natural, it's a human reaction. Good, okay. There are many human reactions that we need to, over which you need to misgaber, many human reactions that we need to control and channel. Yerushalmi says, part of the paradigm, part of the mentality, it's going to help you overcome that, the desire for nekama netira, is to think about the following. Yerushalmi says, imagine you're in the kitchen slicing tomatoes for salad. Let's say you're a righty. You're holding a tomato with your right hand, slicing a tomato with your left hand. And you accidentally slip, and you nick or hurt, seriously cut your right hand with a knife that's been held by your left hand. So no mentally healthy person is going to have a serious beef between his left hand and his right hand. His right hand could be upset. You have a rivalry going on. The right hand is furious at the left hand. How can you do that to me? Assuming that one is in a healthy place, it's not Baruch HaKashbon. I am one person. I am one person, and I have different limbs. I have different parts. The Yerushalmi says, to the extent that a Jew recognizes something that Rav Shimon develops further in the Hakdamah to Shari Yosha, to the extent that a Jew feels that Am Yisrael is one guf echad, where each person has his own individuality, each member of Klal Yisrael has his own individuality, but to a certain extent we're all one macro person, or a macro unit. And to that extent it overcomes Nekama, the Yetzahar for Nekama, Yetzahar for Netira. To that extent, positive, not just sumer av, I say tov. One is sameach and the other is simcha, and one is feels for someone else's tzara. Certainly, this is not just an individual tzara. This is tzara of Klal Yisrael. This is Bnei Yisrael Be'eretz Yisrael. The central heart of Klal Yisrael is the b'tzara gedola, and we are old enough to feel that, not to be overwhelmed to the extent that one can function, but absolutely to feel that in a substantive way. Obviously, different people are feeling different ways, and that's normal. Everyone has their own personality, everyone has their own reactions. There's a range of normal reactions to horrific news. And not just from person to person. An individual person will have a range of different reactions over the course of hours, over the course of days. Things hit you in different ways. Obviously, also, it's even more personal for some of us than for others of us. Some of us, I know, have relatives who are called up, relatives who were or maybe even are in harm's way. Some of us have relatives who are serving right now, mobilized. And I might know that this relative is in the north, and that relative is in the south, and that's about it. Not all of us feel the pachad in as naturally visceral a way. Maybe for some, it's maybe more of an avoda to work on binosibol and chavero and tap into that. And for many of us, probably for most of us, maybe for all of us, it's a very natural, sadly, tragically, a very natural feeling of, to some degree, of imo nofi b'tzari. As a shir, it'll respond in a few ways. Hopefully we're going to mobilize several different aspects of our Avaros Hashem. Talbot said something very profound. I saw many of you on our online Sarah's Tfilah yesterday. Something that really struck me. It sounded very simple. It resonates really with me very deeply. I know at least with some of you very deeply. He said that part of the Avoda is to open your eyes and notice the parts of davening. We thought it was in shul, something similar during our kafas, that were tremendously modified. To think about, to start to know, to see the words that we've said tens, hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of times, to see them again for the first time. To actually open our eyes and notice what we're saying. Also, you notice how many lines in the daily davening, in the Hakafas, and the daily davening, our mamash speak to what we're, what we, what's on our minds right now, what's in our hearts right now. The mishalos libeno, the sense of confusion, and the seeking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the soul is davening full of it once you open your eyes and notice it. So that struck me. There's a lot of the avoda, a lot of our avoda, if you were 3 years older, 4 years older, and a citizen of the Dinas Yisrael, you would be doing something that you would be accessing one part of your avoda. Maybe something you don't do as often. And you would be putting on gear and heading to the front. Right now we are here, and a lot of what we're going to be doing, a lot of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chora wants of us, is to access the part, much of it is accessing parts of our avoda that's already a part of our avoda, but tapping into the things that we do with the renewed depth, with renewed awareness, with our minds more deeply in drive, with our hearts more deeply focused. Maybe we'll sing a niggun, one niggun. A niggun that no doubt you all have sung in the past. It's a word that many of us, part of which we all say all the time. Some of us may have said part of this in Tehillim recently. And then I want to share with you one parak of Tehillim. One parak of Tehillim that captures so many of the themes that are on our minds, that are in our hearts. We'll explore that parak very briefly, and the chance to say it, and then we're going to turn to what is our typical avoda on a typical morning, but with a renewed focus. I'll explain that as well. Opportunity, as we were talking about in a much happier vein at some of the space actually, but Nigun's opportunity sometimes to tap into the avodas halev. Nigun's opportunity to thrust ideas and concepts deeper into our hearts, into our emotions. It's a powerful tool for connecting our hands and our hearts, for connecting our minds and our hearts. We're going to turn our attention for a moment. I can share with you a mizmor that has been very much on my mind. Tehillim is divided. Pretty ancient Masora. Tehillim is divided into five sarim. Or in parallel, the Rashi says it's at the Chumash. The Baruch Hu gave his Chumash as five sarim. The middle sefer is largely, maybe exclusively, not mizmor authored by David HaMelech. The Gemara points out Bava Basra. Open the Tehillim, you see right away. The Tehillim was compiled by David HaMelech, but many mizmorim many mizmorim bear the name of an author other than David. Sefer Shlishi, in particular, is authored by other authors. And there's a very long stretch, the beginning of Sefer Shlishi, much of Sefer Shlishi, is mizmorim by Asaf. Asaf was a Levi who I believe was, took him elsewhere, say, was descended from Korach. Levim were very involved in, as you know, the Levim were the ones who sang in Beit HaMikdash. It seems like Asaf was involved not only in the singing, it appears he was involved not only in singing, but in composing. A number of, I think I've shared with some of you, to try to figure out certain svarim of Tanakh, you can try to figure out what the Sefer is mostly about. Tehillim, it's actually hard to ask yourself, what is Tehillim about? It's hard to say. Don't really seem to be about any one topic. You can't even say that it's Hakar Satov, it's Shira Takarish Baruch Hu. Much of it is. The Halal HaMitzri, we say in Yomtif, and the Halal, the Pesukim de Zimra that we say every day, from Ashrei, the Halukas. Those are certainly Mizmul Soda, certainly happy. And certainly Hodat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are other parts that are tearful Bakasha. You get other parts, the David or the other Mizamrim are saying, like, I'm not really sure where I'm going, I'm confused, I'm lost. Many different moods and many different modes and many different flavors. I think if you had to say what Tehillim is about, you know, in a sentence, I think the Tzad HaShav of Tehillim is predominantly exactly that. Many different situations and many different moods and many different motions, but all directed towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's David HaMelech and other tzaddikim of Klal Yisrael reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout our lives. That's the different times we have in our lives, that's the different feelings that we have in our lives. Sometimes we feel close and sometimes we feel far. And sometimes we feel happy and sometimes we feel hurt and sometimes we feel confused and sometimes we're hopeful and we're concerned and we're davening for something. All of those find their place in Tehillim. The Tehillim is in all of those moods, in all of those modes, in all those situations, a Jew can speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes it's please, and sometimes it's thank you, and sometimes it's why, sometimes it's how. But all these situations, a Jew speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That I believe is the Tzad HaShav of Tehillim. It's reaching out to Rebbe Shalom in every conceivable situation that an individual Jew finds himself, that Klal Yisrael finds himself. Asaf, in particular, has many mizmorim that grapple with hard times, specifically pogroms. Hard times that are being visited upon us by nations who are our enemies. This mizmor in particular, mizmor Ayin Tes, captures so many of the themes that I think we're feeling. I was speaking about this 2 minutes ago. It strikes me even more now. From the get-go, it talks about non-Jewish enemies entering the Nachla, entering Eretz Yisrael. It talks about non-Jewish enemies desecrating holy places, attacking Yerushalayim. There were sirens. A number of sirens in Yerushalayim as well. Talks about terrible desecration of Jewish bodies. To spill our blood like it's water, to totally dehumanize. I hope for the sake of your mental health, as I said before, that you have not seen too much graphic material, and no need to see graphic material unnecessarily. But they've been absolutely barbaric. Baruch Hashem, we live in a period in Jewish history which has been our lifetime, and for a couple of decades before, has been anomalously a very blessed bubble of a remarkable amount of religious freedom, particularly for the Jews in America and the Jews in Israel. And remarkably low level of anti-Semitic violence. the last number of decades. Baruch Hashem. The Birkas Hashem Aleinu. But these are pogroms. This is throughout Jewish history. There are the people who acted like animals, who treated us as though we were not human. Barbaric ways. Achaz Yaakov, Nadei Hashem, we doubted that Kadosh Baruch Hu, he should take care and punish our enemies. That we associate with the end of the Seder. At the end, and we talk specifically also about the captives. We hope and pray that there are asirim who are still alive and well, are still capable in captivity of Davde Kadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reunite them with us and us with them. In the middle of the Mizmor, in addition to the Bakasha, the physical Bakasha, there's a spiritual Bakasha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us do tshuva. We have sins that we have to address. National Tzara, as we say every day in Kriya Shema, National Tzara is a call, is among other things, a call to tshuva. Call to national tshuva. God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us do tshuva. And that he should accept our tshuva. Kaper chatoseinu l'man shemecha. A pasuk that so easily rolled off our lips at other times. And we address the fact that as the Gemara expresses very powerfully in Chagiga, again Chagiga that. Hey, I believe the Gemara says that throughout the centuries of Galus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been, so to speak, privately crying. Gemara says that throughout the centuries of Galus, everything looks normal on the outside, but in private, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crying. He's crying for the loss of the pride of the Jewish religion. He's crying for the loss of Jewish pride. When Kal Yisrael take a national hit, that's a chil Hashem. It's mechal Hashem Hashem. It lowers the cover of the Ribbon Shalom in the eyes of the world. And that's in addition to everything else that's going on. Our eyes should also be open to the terrible chil Hashem that this represents. The loss of Jewish pride, the loss of Jewish national pride. How could this happen? It's been a common refrain. And it's a chil Hashem Hashem. This is a cherpa toward the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Then we end with the pasuk. Anachnu amcha v'tzol ma'arisecha. Yodeh lecha le'olam l'dor v'dor n'sapeh et yosecha. Let's think about that pasuk together for a moment. We reiterate the end, despite all the horrific pain and the desecration of Jewish bodies and the imprisonment of Jews. And the chil Hashem. And the anger that we feel, and we call out HaKadosh Baruch Hu to avenge this, and we're going to seek to do tshuva, to do our part, to correct our own ways. And the pasuk that gives an additional layer of perspective. Anachnu amcha v'tzol ma'arisecha. We are your people, and we're your sheep, which I think is reminiscent. It struck me 2 minutes ago. The echoes of the piyut that we say again and again and again, of course, Yom Kippur. Anu anecha, anu sonecha. Definitely drawn in part from this pasuk. That's what occurred to me 2 minutes ago. And there's a sense of beyond the moment. Two different phrases that both capture the eternality. The eternality of Ron Shalom, the eternality of Kal Yisrael. We don't presume to make sense of things, to understand why, or to understand how. But we are, at the same time, deeply feeling the pain of Kal Yisrael, and together with that, with the authentic, genuine, open-eyed, clear-eyed recognition of the pain of Klal Yisrael by Nachnu B'Sochem, you also at the same time It's not certainly not a contradiction. It may strike us initially as a paradox. We absolutely feel, we know and seek to feel embraced by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we know, although it may be hard to feel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bond with us is unbreakable. The fact that we're his nation, the fact that we're his flock, that he's our shepherd, that he guides us and cares for us, that's the Olam, and that is L'dor V'dor. And something else struck me this morning, and with this we turn to saying this mizmor together, and then we'll talk about where we're going in a way that hopefully add yet more layers to this. That phrase should sound familiar from the daily weekday davening. It only hit me this morning. Anachnu amcha v'tzor ma'arizecha. Which other mizmor of Tehillim. In a totally different mode. It's written by Moshe Rabbeinu, according to Masorah, the last in the series of 11 mizmorim from Tzadi to Kuf, that Masorah has all composed by Moshe Rabbeinu. One of them says the favorite Shilu of Moshe. And it's a mizmor that begins with a title that gives you an entirely different mood. Mizmor Lasora. That's different. We talked before about how Tehillim has so many different moods and modes, how to reach out to Kadosh Baruch Hu in every type of situation. That's just talk about singing to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hariyu, Teruos of Simcha, and at the end we use the same terminology. There were Amcha, there were Tzom Ma'arisecha. It struck me. The Chatzotros also. This was a Rabbi Kalb's moment. Trying to pay attention to words I say all the time. Trying to focus a drop more. That's mamash the same nusach. That we're HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Am, that we're his son Mar Iso, is used at the end of this mizmar that captures the point in Jewish history at right now, and the mizmar that captures a very different flavor. But they both crescendo with the recognition that we are forever HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Am. You are forever so mighty so. We open by pointing out that our added layer of tefillah right now is a zaka, Avinu Malkeinu, rooted ultimately in Chatzotros. Those Chatzotros in Parshas Balosra, the Torah says, Moshe Rabbeinu is told by Kadosh Baruch Hu make the Chatzotros for various purposes. And it's striking. The same Chatzotros that are used for zaka, Latzar, Hatzor, Esed, there's national crisis, there's war, there's famine, Klal Yisrael is in mortal peril. The same chatzotros, the Pesukim say, are also used for not only for Avinu Malkeinu moments, but for Yalav Yava moments. Roshei Chasheichem, Moedeichem, on a Yantif, on a Rosh Chodesh, exactly when we say Yalav Yava. Yalav Yava captures what the chatzotros we do in the Beis HaMikdash. You're bringing karbanos. He's your mala zichron klal Yisrael in an incredibly positive way on a yantif, on a Rosh Chodesh, lefnei Hashem, in Beis HaMikdash, with the exact same chatzos. Halo daverhu. The same kli is used in almost antithetical, opposite context. But that's exactly Sefer Tehillim. A Jew can reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every situation. A Jew can reach out to Kadosh Baruch Hu in times of crisis and say please, or say why, or say how, or what should I be doing? I don't even know where to begin. And a Jew can and needs to reach out to Kadosh Baruch Hu in times of joy and times of clarity. And that I think is actually that captured in the whole of Sefer Tehillim. It's rooted in the model of the Chatzotros. I think it's captured also in the Anachnu Amcha V'tzor Ma'arisecha. That appears in Ayin Tes and appears in Kuf, and that's the Hezbar HaDavar. Kadosh Baruch Hu told the Abbas, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that he has an unbreakable, permanent relationship with Klal Yisrael. There will be times when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we spoke about this a couple weeks ago, it seems Baruch Hashem more remote. Times when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach and Nachalonos, when he's looking out through the window, and we can see that he's watching us, and at times we have Hester Pani. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is peeking through the cracks. And we don't see, we don't feel It doesn't feel like the Kadosh Baruch is watching. But we know that he is, regardless of whether we're able to perceive it or not. Sometimes he's Mashkiach Menachalon, sometimes he's Metz Menacharakim. Sometimes we're in Mizmar L'Soda mode, and sometimes we're in Mizmar L'Asaf mode. But we remain a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Am, we remain Tzon Mariso, he remains our shepherd. Whether we can tell at the moment or not, and that's why, even at the time of greatest crisis, we reach out to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because we don't necessarily understand what, or why, or how, but we do know that Kadosh Baruch Hu cares for each of us, and for all of us, deeply, and always. And we know that he's always interested in hearing us call out to him. So here's what we're going to do. In a moment, we'll say this paragraph to him together. Hopefully it'll be a deeper experience for you. Took a few minutes to think about what the two can say, to bring together our lips and our minds and our hearts more powerfully. And then we're going to give up the next set of Ma'am Kamos. We're going to get back to Masechet Brachos in a new, the same Masechet Brachos with new eyes. Mentioned before that so much of our avodah, particularly our avodah here, as Jews who are present in Chutz La'aretz, is going to be accessing the parts of our avodah Hashem that were already part of our avodah Hashem, but with new focus, with new clarity, with new energy, which means b'chol, all of our learning and all of our davening and all of our chesed and all of our mitzvahs and all of our seeking to be mezgaber over any Yetzahar, any son, but Amal Chaver, but Amal Lachim, takes on a deeper sense of connectedness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a deeper sense of mission, of national mission, of personal mission. In terms of and we should seek to double down on the healthy, appropriate, holy parts of our schedule. The Chlal. The Frat, in terms of our morning Seder, in terms of our Iyam Limud, I know we left off, we have the Parakeet Tzavarach is waiting for us, and we had originally planned to get back to Daf Lamed Hei, to Keet Tzavarach and Baruch Chodesh Cheshvan, beginning of Bechor Sman, and we will return, we'll be back at Daf Lamed Hei and beyond the Keet Tzavarach. We had originally planned to come back from Yom Tov and during the days right after, these days right after Yom Tov, before getting back to a Chorav Zman focus on Keitz and Arachim, where we had left off before Yom Tov in some of the brachas sugyas of Tishrei. Chinuch Katan the Mitzvahs, Daf Chaf, Daf Mem Ches. We originally planned to come back today and dive back into that sugya. And we're going to put that sugya on the side for now. We're going to, after we say this Mizmor of Tehillim, I want to. I had anticipated getting to the sugya at some point over the year. I wasn't sure how we could, even though we primarily focused in Ian on Keitz and Mevarchin, I had in mind Mirosh that at some point we would have to dive deeply into the sugya of the Hagdara of Tefillah and the Hagdara of Kavanah of Tefillah. The fourth or fifth Prakam Masechet Brachos, a beautiful sugya in terms of the Gemara Rishonim. In terms of reading Rambam carefully, a beautiful sugya in terms of Lamdus that Reb Chaim developed. It's broad-ranging, and it's a Lamdus also that has very, very clear, I think, Hashkafic implications. And sometimes, we don't always notice how much a halachic sugya, how much Lamdus, how much Hashkafa of a sugya relates to our day-to-day avodah. In the past, we've had the chance to explore the sugya with Talmidim, and we've often found that not only is there a beautiful blending of the lamdas, of the nuanced reading and the lamdas and the hashkafa, but that it all can elevate our avoda very much in a day-to-day fashion. Many have found that working the sugya thoroughly, deeply and broadly, can elevate tefila. Originally, I had in mind beginning of the year, at some point during the year, we would circle around to the sugya of Kavanah B'Tefillah. I think the time is now. And I think that it can really, it's a sugya that I think we can throw ourselves into very, very deeply in terms of the limud, in terms of yelling at a chavrusa in the base matters and fighting over how to read a Rambam and the Tosfos, and how to piece things together, and how to make sense of the different afkaminas, how the different sigyas relate to each other, and to work on the hashkaftic implications of Islam. This, one can think of this as where Brisk meets Breslov, as we'll see. And there's always potential for this sigya to, every sigya, but this sigya particularly, to elevate our avodas Hashem practically. I think at the moment, it's something that will resonate even more deeply. So let's say this prayer until together, and then we'll pass down our requirements, and we will head down to the base match.